Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
Man may fail us, but you never fail us, oh God. Your love is ever the same. Thank you for the privilege to come into your presence, to study the Word of God together, to feed upon your holy written Word. Feed us with fresh manna from heaven this morning. Let us hear directly from the throne room of grace. Let your glory be seen here this morning, O God. May we live knowing that we are changed from glory to glory. We are empowered to go to the next level that you have for our lives. We give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Miss Paula. That was good. Exalting us, encouraging us. That was awesome. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's a good day, and I pray your life will be transformed this morning as we study the Word of God. Let's turn our Bibles. So we'll start a new series today on prayer. Let's turn our Bibles to John chapter 15, verse 17. John chapter 15, verse 7. I apologize. John 15, 7. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God is good. Prayer is very important in our Christian walk. For us to be able to be successful in this Christian life, prayer plays a very, very important role. So this is Jesus speaking in John chapter 15, verse 7. He says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it will be done for you. It shall be done for you. Hallelujah. Jesus is saying, if we abide in him and his words, notice his words abide in us, we will ask what we desire and it shall be done for us. Hallelujah. What a glorious, glorious promise. If we abide in him, you see, if you are born again, if we are Christians, then we abide in him. But then he adds the other part of it to the verse. And he says, my words abide in you. You will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. Notice that you occurs five times in that particular verse. So the first thing, key to getting our prayers answered, is that first we have to decide what we want from God. What do we want God to do for us when we come to pray? There are so many kinds of prayer. Sometimes we just come to fellowship, but here we are talking about we coming to God with a desire, looking for something specific from him. And he says that first thing that we have to do is we have to decide when we come to God, what do we want God to do for us? We have to be very specific as to what we are looking for. You is mentioned five times in this verse. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. A lot of it depends on you as an individual when you come to pray. So important. First point is we know that we abide in him, but the key here is for the words to abide in us. The word of God plays an important role in prayer. It plays a key role in prayer. Because when we know the word of God, then we know that we have his will. His word is what we take to him in prayer. And when we pray according to his word, then we know that we have the petition or the answer to what we are looking for. God has given us his word. And he is saying that we should take that word and let it abide in us. And sometimes that may take time for you to get the word of God in you and let the word of God get on the inside of you. So when you go to God, you know that you are taking his word, which is his will, and your prayers will be answered. To be successful, we have to do that. We find the word of God, what the word of God has to say about our situation. That is what God told Joshua when Moses died and he was given the task to take the children of Israel into the promised land. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Thank you, Lord. Again, he's telling Joshua how to be successful in the task that he has. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. Day and night. Some of the time, no. Think about it, meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then, you shall make your way prosperous and have good success. How many of us want to make our way prosperous and have good success? All of us want to do that. Exactly, he's saying the same thing or similar to what he said in John chapter 15, verse 7. So here he's saying that the book of the law, Moses is dead. Moses is gone. You saw all the miracles that he did. Now he's dead. Before that, he says, be strong and be very courageous. This task before you is very big. How are you going to accomplish it? Meditate in the word of God day and night. Don't let the word of God depart out of your mouth. Think about the word of God day and night. Think about his promises to you. Think about it. Speak it out of your mouth day and night. Then what will happen? You will make your way prosperous. Hallelujah. And have good success. He's saying the same thing. Let the word of God abide in you. Then you will ask what you desire and it will be done for you. But notice that it all starts with the word of God. Hallelujah. That's where it starts. If the word of God promises it to you, then you can believe for it. If the word of God says it is so, it is so. If the word of God covers that situation or whatever you may be going through, then you know that you can be confident when you go to God. Hallelujah. The word must not just be in your head. That's what he's telling Joshua, and he's telling us as well. The word must abide in you or must be in your heart. Then you will make your way prosperous and have good success. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It starts with the word of God. Don't speak anything but the word of God. It says the word shouldn't depart from your mouth. Talk only the word of God. Speak the word of God. Maybe you are in need of something. Philippians chapter 4 verse 19 tells you, it says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That will cover every sphere of life. It will cover spiritual needs. It will cover physical needs. It will cover the needs of your body. It will cover your financial need. That alone is good enough for you to take and meditate and think about it. Whatever I am faced with, I know that I have a Father. I know that I have a God, and he's promised to take care of me. He said he will supply all my need. Some of it, no. He says all my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Glory to God. But we have to start by going to the word of God first. And when we go to the word of God, like the psalmist said in Psalm 119 verse 11, it says, your word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Then not only will it keep you from sin, but it will also cause you to overcome the circumstances of your life. The word of God hidden in your heart, the word of God that you meditate on, the word of God that you keep speaking out of your mouth, eventually will come to pass in your life. Or as Jesus said, you will have what you desire when you go to God with his word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So many times people don't know, we may not know what we are praying is the will of God or not, or they question the will of God, but know that the Bible is the will of God. What God has revealed in his word, that is the will of God. The word of God is God's will revealed to us. And so we take that word, we let it abide in us. We meditate on it. We think on it. We feed on it. And then that word comes out of our mouth. You see, Jesus did not overcome the enemy with any other weapon that we don't have today. When the enemy came to tempt Jesus, Jesus overcame him with the same weapon that we have today, which is the word of God. The devil is the one that will endeavor to let us doubt God's word. But Jesus did the same thing when he was faced with the enemy. Matthew chapter 4, verse 7 to 11. Matthew 4:4 first. Jesus but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Man shall not live by bread alone. He's comparing what bread is to our physical body, the word of God is to our hearts or our lives. So bread, all of us like eating bread. We like food. I mean, we enjoy it. But what he's saying here is, we shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Father, from the mouth of God. And so when the enemy came to Jesus and tempted him, this happened during the temptation of Jesus, verse 7 to 11, he said, and Jesus said to him, it is written again. It is written again. The devil said, took him up, verse 5, into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hand they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Jesus said to him, it is written again. Sometimes you have to tell the enemy that it is written again. God has said it, and I believe what God has said.
It is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. And Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. The key here is that Jesus defeated the devil with the word of God. It is written is what Jesus said. That is what we have to learn to say. God has said it. It is written. He's given us these precious, exceeding great and precious promises. And so when we endeavor to go to God with his word in prayer, the enemy is the one that will make us doubt. But we stand our ground and say, it is written. It is written. It is written. God said it. God said he will supply my need. God said he himself took my infirmities and my sicknesses. God has said it. And so I believe the word of God. And we stand our ground. Stand our ground. Fight the good fight of faith, the Bible says. We stand our ground on the word of God and say, God said it, I believe it. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12 talks about fighting the good fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6:12. Fighting the good fight of faith. That is the only fight we are interested in. We take the word of God, and an enemy will endeavor to say, you are not going to have what you have prayed for this time. But we say, no, we fight the good fight of faith. We lay hold on eternal life to which we were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. What is the fight of faith? There is a need before you. There is something that you have to deal with. You pray to God, and according to the word of God, you will have it as you desire. When his words are abiding in you, but the enemy will endeavor to tell you that no, it's not going to come to pass, like he did to Adam and Eve in the beginning. All he comes with is the question, has God said? That's the question he comes with. Has God said? Has God said? But no, you respond and say, God has said it. God has said it. Stand your ground. Stand your ground and defeat him with the same weapon that Jesus used to defeat him. It is written. So many times I've had to do that. God has said it and I believe it. God has said it and I believe it. It says, well, if his words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, what you will, and it will be done. You see, you're not going to pray outside the word because you know that you have the word of God. So the first point is be specific and then know that you have God's word for it. Number two is you must ask God for what you want. Ask God for what you want. Ask God for what you want. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 32. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 32. Oh, let's go back to that point. Be specific. Be specific. Let's use this illustration. Let's say you went into a store. Somebody went into a store and was roaming around for 6 hours with a cat all around. Somebody in the store will ask that, is there something okay with this person? What does this person want? You see, it will ask the question, is this person okay? What do they want? So be specific. But if you send, let's say, a little child to a store and you told him, go and get a gallon of milk. He goes to the store specifically saying, I want a gallon of milk. Goes to get it within a few minutes. If it's not too far, that child comes back with a gallon of milk. But the one who just went with a cat, just walking around, not looking for anything specific, it's not going to get anything. Then you must ask for what you want. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 32. Matthew chapter 6, verse 32. He says, "For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows what you need. Know that you need all these things." He knows that we need all these things, but we have to. He also tells us to ask him for these things. As we seek his kingdom first, he will add all these things to us. And then John chapter 16, verse 23 to 24. He knows what we need. Sometimes when people pray, they said, "What do you need?" He said, "I don't know." If you know what you want, then you will know when you get the result. John chapter 16, verse 23 to 24. He knows what we need, but then he also wants us to ask him for what we need. This is Jesus speaking. "And in that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy might be full." Ask. Ask the Father for what you need. Ask the Father for what you need. You see, up to that point, they hadn't used the name of Jesus in prayer. Jesus hadn't died and resurrected and ascended, so his name was not available. And so he says, in that day, what is day is he talking about? The day you and I live in. "In that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you." He will give you. Now his name is available for us to use in prayer. It's look at all these scriptures. It's like God is giving us a blank check. And he's saying, you fill it in. My name is available for you to use in prayer. When you go to the Father, go in my name. And the prayer that is said in my name will receive a special attention from the Father, and he will give you what you ask. Hallelujah. That's exciting. A Father giving us a blank check with his name and asking us to fill it in. Have you ever given somebody a blank check and told them to fill it in? If you did, you would tell them the amount that they should put in. You leave it blank and you say, "Please, this is what I want you to withdraw." But our Heavenly Father has given us a charter promise saying that, "I say to you, whatever you ask in my name, he will give you. Until now, you haven't used my name. But now when I'm going, ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full." Have you ever received an answer to prayer? See how joyful you become when your prayer is answered. Hallelujah. Your joy becomes full. Before your prayer is answered, your joy may be at this level. But when your prayer gets answered, your joy is full. He is willing, and he wants us to come to him asking him for what we need. Come in childlike faith. Come not doubting. Come not questioning whether he will do it or not. If he has said it, he will do it. Hallelujah. He wants us to ask him for what we want. Ask God for what we want. That's so important. Ask him and be specific as to what you are looking for. He knows what we need, but he wants us also to ask him. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Matthew 7:7. He says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. See, there's nothing like asking without receiving. There's nothing like seeking and not finding, or knocking and it will not be opened. Verse 8, notice, for everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened. Or what man is there among you, if his son asks for bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gift to your children, how much more? That sends a thrill in my heart. How much more? Underline that, cross it, highlight it, whatever you have to do to that verse. How much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? My Bible has an exclamation mark at the end. Hallelujah. How much more? How much more? Everyone who asks, receive. Ask for what you want and receive when you ask. Hallelujah. How much more will our Heavenly Father not give good things to us? For those of us who have children, we desire good for them. We want to give them good things. We want them to have a good life. We want them to do well. How much more our Heavenly Father? Would he not give good things to those who ask him? You see, everything that we need from the time that we are born again until the time that we go to heaven, that's already being paid for. It's already, Jesus paid for it all. We have to come to him in faith. It's already available. The blessings of God are already available for us, but it takes faith for us to transfer it from the spiritual realm into the realm where it can be seen and felt, and now we can enjoy it. So Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 talks about the fact that he's blessed us with all spiritual. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. My. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with what? Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Hallelujah. Every spiritual blessing there is, we have been blessed with it. You are blessed this morning. You are blessed today. Blessed be the God. Notice it says that blessed be the God. He's already blessed. And Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has, notice it's present tense, has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. My Lord and my God. Hallelujah. He is blessed, and he has blessed me and blessed you as well. But how do we take these blessings that are in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus and bring it into the material realm where we can enjoy it? That brings me to my next point. When you pray, believe that you receive them. Believe that you receive them. The blessings are in the spiritual realm, in the heavenly places. It's already laid down for you. It's already there for you. How are you going to get it from the spiritual realm to the realm where you can, the physical realm where you can enjoy it? Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The blessings are already laid there for us. Jesus shows us how to transfer the blessing from the spiritual realm and bring them into the natural realm. Jesus, thank you, Lord. He says, therefore, I say to you, whatever you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Therefore, Jesus speaking, he's saying to us, whatever we ask when we pray, when is when? Now, the moment that you prayed, believe that you receive them. At the moment that you pray, believe that you receive. The blessings are already laid up for you. You are going to use the hand of faith to believe it when you pray. Even when you haven't seen anything yet, you have to believe that you receive the moment that you pray. That's so important. And then he says, you will have. Notice that the believing that you receive comes first. You have to believe that you receive, then you will have. But in the natural, we tend to reverse the process. We want to have it first, and then we'll believe. No, that's not what Jesus said. These blessings, whatever you want, it's in the spiritual realm. But he's saying when you pray, believe that you receive. Believe that you receive finances, healing, whatever the provision is. All these things have been provided for you. But when you pray, believe that you receive. That's our part. That's what we have to do. We have to believe that we receive it. Lord, I thank you that you've blessed me with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly. This need that I'm confronted with, you've told me to come and ask for my needs to be met. As I pray, as I come to you, I pray in the name of Jesus, asking you for this. And I believe that I receive it now when I pray. And I thank you, Lord, for it. And then he takes it over from there and says, you shall have. Glory to God. Glory to God. That is how to transfer what he's already blessed. You are already blessed. You are not trying to get blessed. Ephesians says he has already blessed you. Am I now going to walk in this blessing? This prayer that I'm going to God with specifically for something that I need, how am I going to receive the answer? I'm going to ask, and not only ask, but when I ask, when you ask, believe that you receive. Believe that you receive. That's what Abraham did. When God came to him and said, Abraham, I have made you a father of many nations. You see, God is also speaking here. He's putting it in the present tense. I am not going to make you. I have made you a father of many nations. Abraham said, if God has said, I'm a father of many nations, I agree with him. There may not be children inside. I may be old. I may, my wife may be past childbirth, but God has said it, and I believe God. When I pray, when you pray, believe, so there may not be a change physically right there and then, but you believe that you receive. You have to do that first. Then he goes to work. Whatever the case is, he goes to work and you receive healing, financial provision, your children being saved. Whatever the issue is, you fight the good fight of faith with the word of God. Passing your exams at school, whatever the case is, you believe that you receive first. I remember when I was a student, I would go to God
And sometimes I'll be studying and he'll pinpoint out a specific thing to you, a specific area that you are supposed to study. And when you go, it's in the exams. Hallelujah. He's leading you and he wants you to be successful in whatever you are doing and prosperous in whatever you are doing. But it all starts with the Word of God. So we'll wrap up with that. First point is be specific and stand on God's promises. Know that you have the Word of God. Once you have the Word of God for it, plant that Word, feed that Word into yourself. Fight the good fight of faith with that Word. And then go to God specifically with what you need. And when you ask, not only do you ask, believe that you receive. Believe that you receive. The Word of God is His will. The Word of God is what has been revealed to us. Believe that you receive and you will have. You will have. That is how we receive from God. Joshua, as young as he is, when he went for the, he practiced it on his level. When he went for a spelling bee one time, He placed second. And then he said, next year when I go, I'll win the spelling bee. And when he went, sure enough, out of 70 students, he won the spelling bee. He was successful in that area of his life. He was successful in that area of his life. So we want success in the Christian life. We want to be successful in prayer. We have to go to God. And when we go with His Word. Amen. Amen. It says, how much more? So if you go to God with that expectancy that He's more than willing to give you what you want based on His promises, then you have confidence. You have confidence. Your confidence is not based on what man said or what somebody said. Your confidence is based on what God said, the creator of the heaven and the earth. Your confidence is in Him. He created you. He knows about you. He knows where you live. He knows where you sit. He knows exactly where you are. And He is giving you what you need to overcome, what you need to walk above the circumstances of life and have a successful prayer life. Hallelujah. A prayer life that is based on God's Word. A prayer life that is based on the Word of God. You can go to God yourself. Go to Him with His Word. Talk to Him like your Father. He's your Father. And He said, when you ask, He will give it you. You won't be questioning whether it's the will of God or it's not the will of God once you have the Word of God for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray. Let's pray. Talk to God this morning. Thank Him for the privilege of prayer. Thank Him for the privilege to come into His presence. Thank Him that He is giving us a charter promise. He is giving us His name. He is giving us His Word. He is giving us all things. He's blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Just thank Him that you for blessing you. You are already blessed. And showing you this morning the key to walking and being successful in your prayer life. In the name of Jesus, glory be to the name of the Lord forever. Just thank Him for His Word. Talk to Him this morning. He's your Father. He's your Father. He is still the same. He has never, never, ever changed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord forever. Glory be to the name of the Lord forever. Lord, we thank you and we give you praise and glory in the name of Jesus. Thank you for showing us how, oh God. Thank you that you love us. Your love never fails. We come back to that. Your love never, ever, ever fails. We give you praise and glory. Thank you, Lord. And if you are listening to this as well and you say, I've heard the word of God, I want to have a father, I want to have help in this life, I want to be able to go to God confidently and know that He will hear my prayer. I'm outside the kingdom of God, but today I want to give my life to Jesus. Just say, Lord Jesus, I've heard your word. Thank you that you love me. You came to die for me. Paid an awesome price for me. You were raised from the dead. Thank you, Lord. Today, I receive you as my Lord and as my Savior. And thank you that I'm saved. Glory be to the name of the Lord forever. Father, we thank you and we give you praise. We give you glory, O God. May this week be a blessed week for us. In the mighty name of Jesus, may we see your goodness the next 7 days of our lives as we seek your kingdom. Thank you that all these things that we are even seeking for are added to us. Let us show us opportunities to share your love and to be a witness for you, O God. Whatever is on anyone's heart today, whatever the need is, O God, you said much more, much more. Let every need be met, O God. And as we seek you, O God, thank you that we walk in the fullness of the blessing that has been purchased for us. No more cares in our life, but we walk in the victory that has been provided for us through the word of God, fighting the good fight of faith. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. We will love to equip you in daily walk, so sign up for daily devotionals and encouragement at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535 or write us at P.O. Box 15883, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80935.